With peanut planting time just around the corner, most farmers are looking for a place to store their peanuts this year, and prices remain very low because of the surplus moving into the new marketing year. According to the National Posted Price this week, peanuts should be around $424.50 per ton. The real price being offered by the contracts are $375 per ton, and even some this week at $365 per ton. The shell market price is still holding at 44 cents on medium runner type peanuts, jumbos at 45 cents a pound. These are really not dropping to the bottom because of surplus peanuts, because the shellers are only shelling those peanuts needed by the trade. So they redeem peanuts from the government by paying back a farmer's loan and taking those peanuts to the shelling plant. So they're not shelling too many, and that is keeping the price pretty steady at the 44-45 level. Checking on the loan, 2,075,000 tons were placed in the loan this year. That means they were advanced $355 per ton. So far, there's been 743,000 tons redeemed or paid back on the loan, 1.3 million tons remaining. But overall, they estimated the crop this past year at 3,106,000 tons, and we only needed 2.75 million tons for the domestic and export demand. On the posted price received by farmers, $3.94. If that holds as the average this past year, payment from the program would be about $125 per ton. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.